Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There were 10 kings between Jeroboam and Joash of Israel. Under normal circumstances, the deeds of Jeroboam would be long forgotten. If we go back that number of rulers before Queen Elizabeth, we'd come to William of Orange. But in spite of the years between, we read the oft-repeated refrain, quote, "He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin." 2 Kings 13:11. Sin is a tenacious vine whose tendrils suck the life from a nation. But with the evil of Joash's life recorded, the divine author highlights one final act of grace to him through Elisha's ministry. Near the end of the prophet's long and fruitful life, he, quote, "had become sick with the illness of which he would die," verse 14. Joash came to visit and wept as he envisioned the chariot swinging low to carry Elisha home. But it wasn't outward penance he needed. God was looking for true repentance. Quote, "Take a bow and some arrows," verse 15, Elisha instructed the king. Through his east-facing window, he was to shoot towards Syria. Then he explained the symbolism. Quote, "The arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for you must strike the Syrians at Aphek till you have destroyed them," verse 17. The Syrians throughout history and to this day have been the ruthless foe of Israel. Understanding what it would mean, the king was further commanded to, quote, "strike the ground." So he struck 3 times and stopped, verse 18. O Joash, the arrows are symbolic, but the number is not. Only 3 times? In the Lord's battle, don't ever quit. Did Elisha? Why, even after his death, when a body was thrown into his grave, quote, "and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood on his feet," verse 21. Even death can't stop persistent, Spirit-led ministry.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.